of La Chatte in the Times Literary Supplement, TLS, put it in 1933. The literary critic, Nicole Ward Jouve, who was a serious-minded schoolgirl in the France of the 1950s, remembers being discouraged from reading Colette by the image of her as a fanciful and shallow writer who only wrote about frivolous feminine things, love and plants and animals, and her family. Meanwhile, Colette's work was being carefully filleted to extract morally unexceptionable passages of descriptive prose for school dictations, designed to exemplify the wonder of the French language without endangering the morals of the young. Generations of post-war French children grew up associating Colette with the torture of trying to spell exotic names of flowers and trees. There were always, however, critics as well as enthusiastic readers who recognized that the beauty of the writing was inseparable from an original and compelling vision of the world, and this is the evaluation of Colette that now, in the 21st century, has largely prevailed. Thanks not least to feminist literary criticism, both French and Anglophone, from the 1970s on, that brought into focus her singularly woman-centric perspective on reality, Colette is now widely acknowledged to be one of the greatest French authors of the modern period. Her work is published in 4 volumes in the prestigious Pléiade edition. She is the subject of a substantial body of critical work and acclaimed as one of Julia Kristeva's 3 female geniuses, alongside Hannah Arendt and Simone de Beauvoir. The 150th anniversary of her birth in 2023 was extensively celebrated in France and across the world. Her life, as well as her writing, make her a vivid 20th century heroine. Her biography, especially that of her early life, is well known, woven into her own genre-defying auto-fictional work, recounted in numerous biographies, and in Wash Westmoreland's critically and commercially successful 2018 biopic Colette. She was born in 1873 in the Burgundy village of Saint-Sauveur-en-Puisaye, which now houses a Colette museum and study center. Her mother, Sidonie Colette, or Sido, would become in her daughter's work a sort of secular deity, a model of nurturing yet dissident femininity. Her father, Jules Colette, was a one-legged ex-soldier with unrealized literary ambitions, who also appears in some of Colette's writing as a sympathetically eccentric character. The youngest of 4 children, Colette enjoyed an unconventionally free and happy girlhood that ended with her family's bankruptcy and, given the paucity of feasible female destinies in late 19th century France, with marriage at the age of 20 to Henri Gauthier Villard, known as Willy, 14 years her senior, and a sophisticated, libidinous Parisian man about town. The move to Paris was both life-expanding, Willy moved in the cultured bohemian circles of the fin de siècle demi-monde, and distressing, as the young wife soon discovered her husband's serial infidelities. But it was also to be the start of Colette's literary career. Willy could be described as a literary entrepreneur, the author of popular risque novels, in fact written by a stable of ghostwriters, and it was his injunction to write down her memories of school days that launched Colette, albeit under Willy's signature, into writing. The Claudine novels, fictionalized versions of Colette's own girlhood and youth, bore the stamp of Willy's lascivious imagination, but are also unmistakably Colettian, with their lyrical evocations of the natural world, irreverent humor, and passionate sensuality. They became huge bestsellers. However, when the couple separated in 1906, all the income from the books and associated merchandise, Willy had a good eye for the market, went to their official author, and Colette had to find other ways of making a living. She trained as a mime and dancer, went on the music hall stage, and